So the sort of measures practically that we've introduced before we started a few years ago now, we surveyed the whole theatre to check the dose rates that we were getting, mocked up the treatment. During the procedure, when we get to the point of the irradiation, everybody who's not required for that section leaves. So this is very popular with the surgeons because they get to go and have coffee for half an hour. So we just have two radiotherapy staff operating the machine and one anaesthetist to keep an eye on the patient. Obviously, if there's any problems, we can just pause because it's an X-ray source. It's not a radioactive material. If we need to pause for a few minutes and just attend to something, then that's fine. The doors are locked because people tend to ignore signs. And we have monitors for the people who are staying. And we've continued to monitor the rates around the theatre. I find pictures often help. Now, it's worth saying that although this is a diagnostic energy, it's not a diagnostic dose rate. So we, close to the source, the dose rate is quite high. So just to put it in context, about 7.5 is what's considered in microsieverts per hour, these units. So what's considered above that level, you need to place particular restrictions on the area in which you're working. So close to the patient, it obviously is very high. Behind our screen and outside of the theatre, it's a lot lower, and the precautions.